Would anybody like to give a little bit of a word? I don't want to. We haven't time to go and have, you know, detailed feedback, you know, a 30-minute assessment of everybody's little workshop. But anybody wants a few words of an impression. Did it work or were you wasting your time? Would anybody like to put your hand up. We'll get a microphone to you. Father Chris has got his hand in the air straight away. Just to say, Steve is around for the rest of the conference. We're not going to do a question and answer session as normal because he's going to be around and we have to get the maths session. But a bit of feedback on what you've just done. Any particular questions, Steve is with us for the rest of the weekend. Chris.
Yeah, so we looked at housing and the sisters that I was talking to, there's issues of homelessness in Handsworth where they are. So we looked at why isn't there enough houses, and there'll be people who actually were very unsympathetic because they don't want their assets to become cheaper. They don't want houses in their back. You know, NIMBYism is a real issue. So we're trying to, but we worked out that actually a lot of people, certainly in where I live, would also benefit from having cheaper housing and more affordable housing. So they would be. So I think we realised there's a whole range of issues. That are linked to also mental health issues of migration, that we found are really kind of complicated, aren't they? But I think we found the exercise useful. Yeah.
Good.
Do you want to share anything, sisters?
Thank you. Another voice. Perhaps here at the front, the little group here, two hands in this group, one of you might like to say a few words.
The problem was the two-child benefit cap. And we thought the props for this were the cost of benefits and the slightly subtly different one, the Labour promise not to increase the benefits spend. And then doing the social speedometer, those who would be very unsympathetic, those who introduced the policy in the first place, those who would be unsympathetic would be high earners who wouldn't benefit anyway because if they're high-rate taxpayers, they don't get child benefit, and those with no children. The neutrals would be families with one or two children. The sympathetic, we thought, Labour members and the new MPs. They would be the targets that we would try to win over. And then the very sympathetic, we have a long list of those who want to see a reduction in child poverty. Gordon Brown, Caritas, Child Action on Poverty, the NSPCC, and all those with large families.
Wow. Great, you're well into the exercise. Another voice somewhere. Over here, please. Thank you.
Thanks. We looked at the issue of Indigenous people being chased off their land with regards to mining extraction. And we drew your first diagram where we identified the problem, where we identified what are the issues that are propping up the problem. But what was interesting then is we took one particular prop and we did what you did. We redrew the diagram. And we said, okay, well, let's look at, we said demand for the resource was one issue. So we put that now as being the problem. And we said, well, what exactly identifies, or what exactly props up that demand? And we began to think that if you took each element, you can actually go right back down and understand the problem a lot better. We then moved over and we went to the social speedometer, which we really liked. But we began to identify a whole host of people who we mightn't identify if we were just talking about it. Because we had this plan of looking from the very unsympathetic to the most sympathetic, we were looking at the media, we were looking at influencers, we were looking much wider than those who we thought might have an active part. And we began to identify others who might be allies. And we began to, in your own head, you're kind of shaping a plan as you're watching it evolve. That's what we found useful about the tools. So thank you.
Thank you. That
Steve.
That's really interesting. You use both tools. That's really, really good in that so short a time. But the other key thing that I didn't say about the social speedometer, and you've said it very well, is about building your allies, building and having those conversations, building the support. And for me, one of the crucial ones is the neutral, you know, because you can map who your supporters are, who's with you. But when you then engage with the neutrals, and maybe even the mildly sympathetic, the task is to shift them over to your side in terms of their opinion. And when you do that work through all kinds of actions, dialogue and so forth, after a time, the very unsympathetic people get to recognise and realise what's happening, that they are losing support, that they are becoming isolated. So then you set up, I think one of the non-violence practitioners that I learned from is called a dilemma confrontation. You know, it creates a dilemma where whatever happens afterwards, you can't go back to the same thing. There has to be a change. And obviously we want it to be a positive change. You can play with that tool all different kinds of ways. But it's, I think the more you dig into it, the more you get out of it.
Brilliant. Steve, you've led us into to practice. And I think what I've learned from this is we can get angry about things, read the papers, but we can't practice on our own. We have to practice together. And I think what I've learned as well is, yes, the power analysis, building power, building allies, and doing the analysis. Steve, thank you so much for taking us into practical. Actually, give him a great round of applause.
Well, hold on.
Oh, you want more?
I know, but thank you anyway. But keep your applause for these quotes, which I dug out, just to finish with. One is from that little red book that Molly talked about, The Advices and Queries of Quakers. And another is from Pope Francis, again, who says pretty much the same thing. Remember your responsibilities as a citizen for the conduct of local, national and international affairs. Do not shrink from the time and effort your involvement may demand. And from Pope Francis, to all people of goodwill who are working for social justice, never tire for a more just world marked by greater solidarity. Thank you, friends.
Great. Thank you very much.